1850-715-815.
Jerry, hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, Philip. How are you?
Thanks
very much for allowing me to come on the programme.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Can you explain to me why it is, because I certainly don't see the logic behind it, that car manufacturers are now opting to put a pump into the car instead of a spare wheel?
I don't obviously know, and that's the problem that happened to us the weekend. I bought my car in 2013, and when I suddenly realised when I got a puncture one time that there was no spare wheel in the back, I had this solution and a pump, but I don't know why that is. But basically, what I wanted to go on with tell about, hopefully what I think is a lovely story which happened to us the weekend and a lovely outcome for us. My wife Davina and my little granddaughter Ella and myself were travelling to Wexford for a couple of days' break, and we were heading out on the M9 from where we live in Ballyferma towards say, in Wexford. And about 10 kilometres down the road, about 10 kilometres away from Carlow town, I got a puncture in the left front tyre.
Now, there's an important piece of context here, Jerry, and it is that you're a wheelchair user.
That's right, I'm a wheelchair user, I'm wheelchair bound. And obviously, the other part with having no spare tyre, we were in real trouble. So I jumped out of the car, got the chair out, and was trying to see could we get some air back into it with the electronic pumping we had that we were given when we bought the car, and to no avail. Sitting there waiting and waiting, hoping, we didn't know what to do, to be honest. And these two lovely lads pulled in from the army and tried to help us out and so on to get us going, explained the story, and tried to get some air in, and the car obviously no joy in us at all. About a few minutes later, another lovely lad, Ollie Doyle, and he pulled in. He knew the two officers. I didn't get the first lad's two names, and decided that we'd try very slowly, make our way down about 3 kilometres down the road to his friend's house, Chris Smith, who looked after us. And this is where I want to thank so much. The story went on. We got into Chris's house. They kindly took off the wheel for me. Ollie brought me into Carlow town, about 10 kilometres away, got a new tyre put on, bought a new tyre from a lovely company called JW Tyres. The lads brought us back to Chris's house, again, outside Carlow town, put on the wheel, and we were ready to go again. We were so lucky and so fortunate, and I just really wanted to ring in and say thanks very much to them, and you allowed me to do that, which I really appreciate.
Well, fair play to them, and for getting you off the hard shoulder of the M9,
exactly.
Any motorway, it's not a safe place to be.
No, it's not, and that's, to be honest, we were so lucky. My little granddaughter Ella, she's only 5, and it was her weekend we were bringing her away for, just to have a swimming down in the hotel and a bit of fun in the hotel and bring her to a few farms, and we visions we wouldn't get there, and only for these lovely lads, as I say. I know I keep mentioning the name Ollie Doyle, he's an army officer from the Curragh. Chris Smith, I think he's retired army officer, whose house they looked after us all, and the two other lads, they didn't get the names. We were so fortunate, and we got going again, and we got to Wexford maybe 2 or 3 hours later when we got there safe and sound.
Tell me,
so lucky.
Would you be able to change a tyre, change a wheel from inside the wheelchair if you were on your own?
I would be. I'm lucky enough. I would be able to, even though I'm a double amputee after an accident, and but I'm very mobile, and I would be able to do it. But I would need some assistance. But I would manage it. But with no spare wheel, to be honest, I say when I bought the car, I didn't know it was no spare wheel. I opened the boot, and there was this solution and a pump, electronic pump.
But it's not a solution.
And we were in real trouble, you know. So.
All right, well, Jerry, look, they're all duly thanked, and I hope they're listening, that their ears are burning and that they're feeling suitably chuffed with themselves. And you will pay it forward yourself as well, won't you, which is obviously the...
I will indeed. And again, as I say, thank you so much for allowing me to come on, and I really appreciate the time, just to thank them, because they were like 4 guardian angels to us. We were lost otherwise, you know.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks very
Take
much.
Take care. Thanks very much indeed.
1-850-715-815. Jerry, good afternoon. How are you?
Hiya, Philip. How are you getting on?
You have taken to actually calling car rental companies and saying, would you ever put a spare tyre in the back of the car and not just leave people with electronic pumps, please?
That's right. I live on the Ring of Kerry, and a lot of tourists have difficulties when they're just probably bad at judging the left-hand shoulder, and basically they're not used to driving on the left-hand side of the road, but they invariably end up bursting a tyre. And they end up outside my house. And the number of tourists I've given coffee to, I was thinking of starting a tea house. But
how many this summer, Jerry?
I've had about 6 so far. And last year we had about 7. And I'm not here all the time, but I can imagine if I was here 24/7, there may be a lot more. It's just these are the people I've met just while I'm here. But when they open the boat and they look in and one guy said to me, what's that? And I said, that's the Irish version of a spare wheel. And what it does is, they end up having to get a tow truck to tow the car away to a garage to have it sorted out. And that's all very fine, apart from the expense of that. It's upsetting tourist holidays, and it's delaying them and causing all sorts of problems. Because now they have no car, and they have to wait for another car to arrive. And they end up sitting in my house maybe for an hour, drinking coffee, waiting for the garage tow truck to turn up.
And quickly, Jerry, did the rental companies tell you why there is no wheel?
No. No, they just took my suggestion and just said, thank you very much for the suggestion, and that was it. But I don't know why they haven't put spare wheels in. Maybe the cost of it is the issue, but I was just thinking from the tourist point of view that it's a bit of a nightmare for you if your holiday is destroyed by the fact that you get a burst tyre.
Well, and six outside your house alone on the Ring of Kerry. One only can imagine how many others there are around the rest of the country.
All around, right.
Jerry, thank you very much. We'll take another quick break.
1850 715 815.